Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. We just had school holidays. I know a lot of people have been going away and, you know, if you've got pets, one of the things you have to do is figure out what you're going to do with the pets. Do you get friends to watch them? Maybe your parents, that's what we do. They watch our dog. Or do you pay for someone to look after them? Because I know a lot of times people do get friends to look after them. It can be quite a commitment. But, you know, most of us, like, are happy to do so. I'll look after your dog if you want. However, one woman, she ended up with more than she bargained for her supposed, inverted commas, pal, never actually returned to pick up her dog. So she had, her friend asked her if she could look after her pet for a couple of weeks. But now it's been 6 weeks and counting, and she has not heard from the owner of this dog. She, reached out to the dog's owner, of course. Her calls and messages keep going ignored. Like, she's worrying, like, do I have to take it to the vet now? Does it need its nails clipped? She could tell that the owner has read the messages as well, but she just has chosen to ignore it. She has also said that she's like, I've now fallen in love with the dog. I could never send him to his shelter. You know, if it comes down to it, I'll keep him. However, I'm just extremely confused because she put it out there. And people were just like, just tell the person, you know, if you don't pick up the dog by this point, I'm going to surrender it as abandoned. But she's like, no, she can't do it. She loves the dog. But it got me thinking about what do other people do with their pets? Would you ask someone, because it was more like a neighbor, like an associate, they weren't best friends, but would you ask someone you didn't know to look after your dog or cat? What are you doing with your pets while you go away? I mentioned this story in the office, and it turns out this has happened to someone else. They asked them to look after their cat while they moved over to the UK and said, you know, I'll get in contact with you once I'm set up. It's been 6 months and not a word. So that's how she gained a cat as well.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. If you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.